This is 89.1 KUAR. Little Rock singer-songwriter Brian Nolan, in his song Cicada Moon, explores the idea that humans got their sense of rhythm and synchronization from the world of insect sounds that have surrounded our species over the millions of years we've evolved. He sat down with J. Bradley Minnick of Arts and Letters to talk about his musical inspiration.
There is a bluebird high in the sky. She sings to me, how lucky am I? And I watch the moon rise. Clouds wafting by up in the distance. She's now out of sight, cicada moon.
Brian Nolan, welcome to Arts and Letters Shorts.
All right.
Is the album called
Cicada Moon.
That's a pretty song.
I tried to follow, so I spread out my wings. She turned to fly away.
Tell us about that one.
I'll go back to last year. I was reading a book. It's called Bugs Music, How Insects Gave Us Rhythm and Noise. And there's a chapter, it's by David Rothenberg. Great book. But it's basically how we got a lot of our sounds, percussion, and these things from nature. And I was reading the chapter on cicadas at the time. Well, got this great new camera, and I love the moon. It's just this lonely, bright light up there. Always been infatuated with that.
Cicada moon.
So I started taking these pictures and got really good pictures of the moon. I went, wow. I went out back one evening, and I'm taking pictures through the branches. The moon is out of focus, so you just see the white circle. And then there's a red branch and a green branch coming in from either side. And that's due to the light and the reflection of it. And I went, wow, that's really cool. I showed my wife, and she said, oh, what is that on the end of the branch? What is that? That's a cicada.
I feel the moonlight, it's cold and it's gray. It's been some time now, she's well on her way. Not in love, not in pain. She
no
is
way.
Once again, summer night, summer wind. Feel the noise go away.
So, with that picture, I went, that's the album. Had not written the song, hadn't even thought about it. Moving forward, David Bowie passed away, and I listened to that new album, Black Star, quite a bit during that week. And one of his songs, he sings about him being a bluebird. I feel like I'm known for playing blackbird. I went, how about you make a bluebird? You know, yours will be a bluebird.
I tried to follow, so I spread out my wings. She turned to fly away and leave everything like it was just before.
Taking all my influences, and that's how I've learned how to create, is taking your influences. And then it really was from there just a natural progression of writing out the lyrics. And I didn't have anything for the choruses. I just had the music. I went, okay, what's going to go right there? It's called Cicada Moon, so sing Cicada Moon. So that fit in, and oh, well, there's your song right there.
Cicada Moon.
For more Arts and Letters features on musicians, visit KUAR.org.